This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The prosecution's star witness returns today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The AP's Julie Walker on his testimony so far.
Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen telling jurors his boss had him pay Stormy Daniels $130,000 in 2016 to stay quiet about a sexual encounter, which Trump denies. Cohen testifying, Trump told him it would be a total disaster for the campaign if the story got out, and that Trump wasn't thinking about his wife Melania, but the election. Jurors were shown that payment from Cohen, who took out a loan to do it, and then Trump's repayment, which prosecutors say was labeled legal expenses to cover up the hush money deal. Trump challenging that after court.
They have not come close to proving fraud or that any fraud has taken place.
At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Surprise visit.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Kyiv on an unannounced diplomatic mission to reassure Ukraine that it has American support as it struggles to defend against increasingly intense Russian attacks. The two-day visit comes less than a month after Congress approved a long-delayed foreign assistance package that sets aside $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Putin will travel to China this week and meet with leader Xi Jinping. Human Rights Watch says Israeli forces have carried out at least 8 strikes on aid workers and their convoys since the start of the war in Gaza, killing at least 15 people, including 2 children. GM will start testing robo-taxis in Arizona this week with human safety drivers on board. Thunderstorms could be severe today in the southeast and the Gulf Coast, say forecasters. This is AP News. It's down now, the largest span of that collapsed bridge in Baltimore. The AP's Lisa Dwyer on the carefully placed explosives that brought it down.
Crews set off a chain of explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Key Bridge. The demolition marks a major step in freeing the grounded Dolly container ship. The span landed on the ship's bow after the Dolly lost power and crashed into the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has been stuck amid the wreckage, and Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. The controlled demolition will allow the Dolly to be refloated and will help restore traffic through the port. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration is announcing plans to put new tariffs on Chinese e-vehicles and other items. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,